Welcome to High Truths on Drugs and Addiction, where national experts bring you facts and answers. I'm your host, Dr. Ronit Lev, an emergency and addiction doctor who has served at the White House and still practices on the front lines. Right here on High Truths, you will learn from experts from around the globe and around all aspects of drugs and addiction. To grow this community of information and action, I hope you give us a five-star review. Come visit me on hightruths.com to learn more about the show or download a free prescription for naloxone. Carrying naloxone for drugs is like carrying an EpiPen for allergies. Today's episode is sponsored by Families Against Fentanyl. FAF is an organization set on attacking the supply chain of deadly illicit fentanyl. To learn more, visit familiesagainstfentanyl.org and sign their petition to declare illicit fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. Hello again, High Truth listeners. Get ready for a special podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronit Lev. It's special and a little emotional because I have some big news to share with you. So let's start with the tough part first. The bad news is I'm going to need to hit pause on the High Truths podcast for now. High Truths is one of my favorite projects. I love talking to you, and I learn so much from my guests. We learn together, inspire action, and make things better around us. I'll really miss you and High Truths. But here's the good news, and it's really good. I've been offered and accepted a position back at the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, ONDCP. I'm incredibly honored, excited, and yes, humbled, even a little nervous to take on this role. There's a lot of weight hanging on the shoulders, and it's a chance to save lives on a much bigger scale. Not just one patient at a time, as in the emergency room, but millions through national policy and prevention. I'm driven by families, who've lost loved ones to drugs. Their pain stays with me. They are my moral compass. They're the reason I do what I do. I also know that President Donald J. Trump is serious about stopping the flow of fentanyl into our country. That was part of his election campaign, and it remains a top priority. He's also someone who understands addiction on a personal level through the loss of his brother. I believe he truly cares wholeheartedly on this issue. The Trump mission is to make America great again, and that means protecting our youth, teaching them to protect their brain and their futures from the dangers of drugs. Promoting prevention, treatment, and recovery, as well as attacking the supply of drugs, are the core of ONDCP. Another exciting piece of news is that President Trump has nominated Sarah Carter as the next drug czar. She'll be the first woman in that role, and I know you're going to love her. She's an accomplished investigative journalist with a deep understanding of our nation's drug issues. She brings passion, energy, and a deep personal connection to this mission. I can't wait to work with her. Now, I know our country feels very divided right now, but let me say this clearly. The issue of drugs is not political and shouldn't be. Drugs don't care who you voted for, and neither do the families who've lost someone. As a doctor, I've treated everyone, no matter their background, beliefs, politics, or criminal record. That's what we do in medicine. We treat, we don't judge. And now, in my new role, I will carry that same code. It's easy to step back from emergency medicine. It's not easy to step back from emergency medicine. It's been my identity for over 30 years through more than 100,000 patients. Emergency medicine isn't just something I do, it's how I live. At home, I'm always assessing, triaging, managing chaos, even with my own children. When I fly, I'm that doctor who jumps up when they ask, "Is there a doctor on board?" And actually, fun fact, my kids love to volunteer me. One time, my husband and I were in first class, a rare event, and the kids were in coach. Someone got sick, and my son didn't miss a beat. My mom's a doctor. He got upgraded to my seat in first class, and I stayed with the patient for the rest of the flight in coach. On October 7th, 2023, I was in Philadelphia for an emergency medicine conference when Hamas attacked Israel. My heart shattered and I couldn't focus. I did everything I could to get there and volunteer, and I did. I trained others in trauma life support, worked with a search and rescue team, rode on ambulances, and worked in an emergency department. Volunteering helped treat my anxiety. I love emergency medicine, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've been assaulted in the emergency department twice. Once I was knocked to the ground. They had to call SWAT, 911, doctor down. But I never regretted a single day. Emergency medicine is intense, unpredictable, but deeply meaningful. People ask me, is it challenging to work at the administration? And honestly, no, it's an honor. It is energizing. And unlike the emergency department, I can actually eat lunch, use the bathroom, and have really good security. I should add a legal statement here. All my opinions and statements in this episode and all episodes are my own and do not reflect the official opinions or policies of the Trump administration. Visit the White House website for that. My new position means stepping back from all outside work, and that includes high truths. I'll be giving 100% to saving lives on a national level. But don't worry. Although this is my official goodbye, we have several pre-recorded High Truths episodes that will be released weekly thanks to our amazing producer, Dave Rivas. To all of you who have listened, supported, and shared High Truths over the past 5 years, thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. To my sponsors, I could not have done this podcast without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My sponsors continue their own personal mission with drugs, and I bless them with success. And an extra word about Dave, my producer of Davey Boy Productions. Dave has become my dear friend over the past 5 years, going through COVID, joyous moments, and through tough times. Dave, I love you. I'm going to miss seeing you each week. I hope to be back one day. And until then, please keep listening. Each episode gives you a master's level education on a 360-degree view of drugs. And as always, we hope we brought your day a little bit more High Truths. Thank you for listening to High Truths on Drugs and Addiction, where you learn from experts from around the globe and around all aspects of drugs and addiction. This week's episode would not be possible without the generous support of our sponsor. A sincere and warm thank you to FAF. Families Against Fentanyl. Visit familiesagainstfentanyl.org to learn more. High Truths producer is Dave Rivas from Davey Boy Productions. I am your host, Dr. Ronit Lev. We hope we brought your day a little bit more High Truths.